Hi, this is Pearl. We're on the back porch with my kids. We are asking the kids today about the Revolutionary War, aka the American Revolution. This is something we've been reading about and talking about since June or July in our house. And so we thought it would be fun to kind of just ask some questions, see what the kids have picked up, see why they think it's important. So here we go. This is Luke. Everybody say hi.
Hi.
And this is Foy. Say hi, Foy.
Hi.
And Gretel.
Hi.
And I don't think we're having a fourth participant.
Except our dog, maybe.
Maybe our dog might say something. Or you might hear a fly buzz by. But otherwise, it's just us. All right, Luke. So I've got some questions for you about the American Revolution. Can you give me like a short little description, maybe a 3 to 4 sentence.
Yeah. So, well, the American, so it started with Boston. They had this king named King George III. Second. Well, and I mean third. Well, anyway, He kept putting unfair taxes on the Americans that lived in Boston, in America, and the Americans thought it was really unfair because how could they pay taxes to a island all the way across the world? So, they started insulting the British and dumping tea into Boston Harbor, which was called, it's called the Boston Tea Party when the Americans dressed up as Mohawk Indians and, destroyed all the tea boxes and threw them overboard into the sea.
Is that really true that they dressed up as Indians? No.
Yeah, they did. They rioted against the British, The British killed 5 people,
So that was the start of the American Revolution?
Yeah, and then they ended up having a full-scale war, led by George Washington.
Okay, so about what time, what years was this?
Well, 1776.
That's when it happened?
That was around the time when it happened, yeah.
Was it about the time that they signed the Declaration of Independence?
Oh, no, definitely not.
They hadn't signed it yet?
Oh, no, they'll sign it in a few years, even though I can't really remember that year.
I think that was 1776.
And after the last war, which was the Battle of Yorktown, when the British their leader was Cornwallis surrendered, George Washington found some things in his pocket, right, Luke?
Yes.
He found some glasses, and he found a note, and it said, and he said, "I've been alive for so long that I found out that I'm getting blind, that I'm going blind." So he put on some glasses that he found in his pocket. That he took out of his pocket, and then he started encouraging everyone again. After the American Revolution, which was crazy. I mean, they weren't even having a war anymore. It's crazy.
Okay, so this whole American Revolution was something that happened here on the East Coast, right, where the states were.
Yeah.
The first 13 colonies were, I guess?
Yeah, around the East Coast.
Yeah, and it was a battle between people that were living here and British control who wanted to be in charge. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, and King George III was doing a full-scale putting a full-scale war on them. And at that time, Britain was known as the best fighting war, the best fighting army in the whole world. And the American soldiers were just, well, what Baron von Steuben, or however you pronounce his name, called a ragtag.
Oh, they're ragtag.
Yeah, or they didn't have any uniforms, they weren't fully trained.
Is that who trained them, Baron von Steuben?
Steuben. I have no idea. Schweben? I have no idea. I have no idea how to pronounce it. But anyway, it was.
Okay.
At Valley Forge.
Okay, so who are some... Were there any other countries that came to the aid of the Americans to fight the British?
There were only 13 colonies when the war had ended. So, I think only 13 colonies helped.
But I'm talking about...
Oh, yeah. France helped a lot.
How did France help?
Especially the Marquis de Lafayette. So, I might need to start over a whole story again, but to make it short, Marquis was the richest orphan in France, and he had almost every single one of the French court officials on his side. So the French finally helped the Americans, and Lafayette was one of the largest war heroes and a very close friend to Washington.
Okay. So then you had Lafayette from France. You had Baron von Steuben from where?
Germany.
Okay. And then was there anybody else that you can think of?
No, though. And the rest of people from Germany or Hessians were bad.
What about Paul?
Paul?
The guy who sent the person to train them.
Oh, that was Baron von Steuben, or whatever his name is.
He was German, yeah.
Okay, so I have another question. The Americans that were kind of a ragtag bunch, like you said, that were fighting, were they all born in America?
No, they actually weren't. They were... In their childhood, they were actually some of the pilgrims. Yeah, that came aboard the Mayflower, which was their ship.
Oh, I thought that happened like 100 or a couple hundred years earlier.
Oh, no, it actually didn't. Even Benjamin Franklin was a kid. His dad was a candle maker.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was thinking about, like, we've also talked about Alexander Hamilton because he was part of that show.
Where was he from?
Well, when he got married, he was in New York, but I don't know where he was born.
Probably I think it was an immigrant that came up from one of the islands in the...
Wait, no, actually he wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was an immigrant.
No, he actually wasn't.
Where was he born then?
No idea. I just know for sure that he probably wasn't an immigrant.
He was an immigrant because you remember in the song what it says?
Yes.
What happened to his mom?
She died and his dad moved away.
His dad left, his mom died, and do you remember he worked hard in the islands and that he got smart? And remember what the people said? Yeah. They said, we're going to put you on a ship and send you to the mainland. Remember?
You know what? Never mind. Well, okay. But anyway, Alexander Hamilton was a really good fighter too. So he was the smartest. Benjamin Franklin was the wisest. I have no idea. What's the difference between smart and wise anyway? But well, anyway,
you have something to say, Foy?
And Alexander Hamilton was my favorite. He was super smart, and he was the right-hand man of
George Washington.
No, not George Washington.
George Washington.
What was his name again?
I think it was George Washington.
No.
Are you talking about Aaron Burr?
No.
Are you talking about
Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson.
I don't think so.
Well, anyway,
What did Thomas Jefferson have to do with anything?
No idea.
Didn't he live over in France for a while and he came back?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he got lots of French people on the side, I think.
Did he ever know Lafayette?
Or was that Benjamin? Yes, I think so, yeah. Because Lafayette was a major general, I think. Well, let's just say he was a really important general. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
So that was the American Revolution. So there was a lot of fighting.
Lots of it.
And the British just kept coming back over, right? And then did they just eventually surrender, or what happened?
Well, some people say that the only reason that America ever won was because of the French. But because they were a very well-trained army, the French. Well, anyway, so it's like this. That the French fleet blocked... Well, Cornwallis built a fort right on the edge of an island. And then the French fleet, or ships, or navy, or whatever you want to call it, blocked Cornwallis's troops out of the ocean. So none of the ships could come in and save them. And they couldn't land on the island. So then, the army blocked them off at land, and they were also blocked off at sea. So they couldn't go anywhere. And then the Americans built trenches or holes, dug up holes all around around Cornwallis's fort.
Okay.
Eventually, the Battle of Yorktown, Henry Knox, which was in charge of all the cannons and the whole military, and was one of the bravest, the man that could think the most outside the box.
I read that part.
Quite a bit outside the box.
What does that mean?
Well, let's just say that I wouldn't call him crazy, but he acts kind of weird sometimes. Well, not weird, but you know what I mean.
Wasn't Knox one of the guys? He was like a shop owner or something.
He was a bookshop owner. Yeah. Well, anyway, he got in charge of all the cannons, which was his favorite job, mm-hmm. and then he destroyed the walls of Yorktown, so they raided.
Did it kill him?
No, he died of a infection. He died of a disease when a chicken leg got stuck in his throat.
Oh, you're talking about Knox. I'm talking about Cornwallis.
Oh yeah. Well, anyway, Cornwallis, yeah, he was another British general. Bad guy.
Did he die?
In battle? I don't know. No, he didn't. He didn't, actually.
Okay, I'm going to pause you right there.
No, I'm almost done.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, Knox destroyed the walls, and Lafayette's army destroyed the army, and they all surrendered, the Redcoats.
And so was that the last?
And then there was a surrender. And then they did a surrender, mm-hmm. And it's really easy to tell you the details of a surrender, but I'm going to tell you later because I don't have much time.
Okay.
But well, anyway, at the surrender, Cornwallis's right hand man gave Cornwallis a sword to George Washington,
and...
That was the surrender, huh?
But the reason Cornwallis didn't give his sword over was because he was too sick to go to the surrender. I doubt it, though.
Yeah, I read that, too, that somebody else had to do that. He was probably just too ashamed, right? I read that whenever they marched out and left, they didn't even look at the American troops. They looked at the French troops because they didn't want to.
Yeah, they had been at war with France. They had been at war with France for a very, very, very long time.
Okay, do you have something to say, Foy?
Yes. And the Revolutionary War lasted a long time. And they lost against so much times. And they were... And so they needed to be trained. And after they got trained, They
really whooped up on them, didn't they?
Yeah. They made what them color, realize that they were better.
What color of outfits did the British guys wear?
Red and white. They were called red coats or lobster backs because they had red and white.
Oh, my goodness. And what did they call the American? Or what color were the American?
Blue. They had...
Are you sure?
No, they actually weren't. They were just... They...
Just wore whatever?
Yeah, they just wore... They just wore their old farm clothes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I saw that George Washington would wear... He'd like to wear his Virginia militia outfit from his state. Mm-hmm. Because he liked to dress up because it made him feel like...
No, I don't think that was it.
Made him feel tough.
No.
You don't think so?
He just did it to show that he was tough.
The guy in charge.
Yeah.
So, what do you think overall about George Washington?
Yeah, well, I think he was really good.
Yeah. We watched a show about him, mm-hmm. right, Mom? Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we didn't finish watching it. We had to take a break because it was so long.
Good. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I saw the photos of the British generals and...
Were they photos or just pictures?
And me and my older brother, which isn't in this podcast, was like, you know, why are all these British generals so fat? They did look so fat in those photos.
Why?
Well, probably because they were from a more powerful country and they were... Probably fed very well.
Do you think they were old? Because in the pictures, they look old with white hair and kind of...
Those are wigs.
Why do they have wigs?
Well, because of lice. They ate away the hair. And no one really wants to look... No one that's important really wants to look bald. So, they all... wore powdered wigs to make
so underneath they were all bald because the bugs ate their hair.
Every single one was bald,
and so they put white wigs on.
Yes, that's why you see George Washington with a wig
at night. Did they take their wigs off?
Yes, I think so.
I have another question. Okay, give me a little details on Valley Forge because I always hear how awful that was.
Okay, here's a hint for you. Snow, starvation, disease, exposure, starve, snow.
So it really was that bad.
Uh-huh. And, oh, by the way, General von Steuben, or whatever his name is, the only words he knew in English were cuss words.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yes, but then the Lafayette joked, hey, what do your men like being sweared at all day? And then George Washington said, yes, they love it.
Oh my goodness, I doubt it. Yeah, all right, and what was my other question? Oh, I've also heard about Benedict Arnold.
Benedict Arnold.
Okay, tell me about Benedict Arnold.
So, I think he was born in Illinois. And he had lots of brothers and sisters. There are two Benedicts. Well, yeah, there were two Benedict Arnolds in his family, but well, only one of them survived.
He had a brother named Benedict?
Yeah. Well, anyway, there is a story that he walked up to a burning farm, ran inside, got up on the roof, and walked from end to end of the roof. I have no idea why.
That was when he was a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was thinking about when he was a traitor. That's the one story I was thinking of.
I don't think he was a traitor ever.
He wasn't a traitor?
No, I don't think so.
He wasn't the guy that got shot in a leg and then he...
Yeah, he got shot in the leg. Well, anyway, he got shot in the leg twice. It was one... It was like 3 inches short of it should be when he was all the way grown up.
So some reason I'm thinking that he was a traitor.
Well, he wasn't. Well, anyway... Benedict Arnold, only two of them survived, and he had lots of siblings. Well, anyway, including his brother who died. Mm-hmm. His brother, Benedict. One of his brothers. Well, anyway, they all died of disease.
Why do you think they're all dying of disease?
Disease was very common back then.
For kids or grown-ups or both?
Both. Well, anyway, the disease, I don't know what it was, but it killed his dad and his mom, too. Well, anyway, when he grew up, he joined Ethan Allen, which was neutral. Well, not neutral, but, like, destroyed everyone he saw. He destroyed everyone he saw except his guys, which called themselves the Green Mountain Boys. Hmm. Well, anyway, they captured a fort called Fort Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga?
Well, I don't know. But anyway... it had lots of firepower inside, like lots of cannons and guns and cannonballs and powder, gunpowder. And that would definitely help Henry Knox. Oh, no, Minnie.
Speaking of the garden. All right, Foy, you have one more thing to say?
I'm not done yet. Actually, a lot.
Okay, go ahead and say a couple more things. Before we have to wrap it up, because we're running out of time.
Okay, so...
Revolutionary War.
Okay. So, George Washington, his wife died of sickness, and I don't want to tell you how George Washington died because you might not like it. And, do you want to talk?
You know, I don't have much else to say.
I do.
I'm glad you told me about the Revolutionary War. I'm glad that the U.S., well, I guess it wasn't the United States yet, was it? I'm glad that they won their independence, right? And they wrote a Declaration of Independence. Can you name a couple guys that signed the Declaration of Independence?
James Madison, definitely.
He signed it? Are you sure? James Madison did?
He was the first one to sign it. Same thing with Paul Revere.
Who else signed it?
By the way, Paul Revere was a guy who said, "The Redcoats are coming!" George Washington?
Did he sign it?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, who else?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though he was the general in the Civil War, not the Revolution. But he did.
But there were still more troubles to come, right, with the British? It didn't mean their troubles were over with the British.
I actually think that was.
Because later on, they attacked the White House to try to burn it down. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was James Madison.
So that happened a little bit later.
The only reason we're allied with them is because we allied in World War One, because now the British were really pitiful.
Oh, okay.
Well, anyway.
Well, we're not going to move on to any other wars. And actually, I think next time we're going to either talk about the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's what we're going to talk about next.
But one last thing I need to do. Well, Benedict Arnold went to two battles. In two of the battles that he was in, he got shot in the same leg, and his leg went 3 inches shorter. So... And when he died, they built a memorial of his leg. But he turned into a redcoat. He was a turnback. He was a turncoat, or he switched sides. So, yeah.
That's what I was asking you earlier. I thought so too. I thought he I thought he betrayed his first
home. And then he ended up going to Europe, right? Because he was gonna...
Yeah.
He was no longer welcome in the States.
Yeah. And there in Europe, he...
Do you know what happened?
Turned into president.
No, he didn't.
No.
We're turning into fiction
here. Europe's still a monarchy, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Europe. Part of it is England, right?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap this up then. So thanks, Luke, and thanks, Hoyt.
Oh, by the way.
Mama, yeah. Okay, let Gretel say something.
And I have what to say. And also, we can do anything we want to, but yeah. It's a long story.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, most of the information, not Gretel's information, was from Nathan Hale's Hazardous Tales, which is a book series. And the book that it came from is One Dead Spy. The whole backstory of Nathan Hale.
Okay, and what else is another resource where you learned some of this information?
Well, I learned a bit from Guts and Glory.
Okay, Guts and Glory, we really recommend those books.
Oh, yeah.
What definitely. Else? Oh, and Thrifty Guide. What's that one called?
Yes, The Thrifty Guide to the American Revolution.
Yeah, those are all really great books, and you can get them at the library, and they're series. I think all those are series.
From Belmont Library.
That's
no,
where
you
we
can
are.
Get them from any Jeffco
you can get them,
library.
Or your own local library, probably.
Oh, by the way, the reason our brother said from Belmont Library was because we live in Lakewood near Belmont Library.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I was just going to add one more resource, is we've been finding a lot of good videos on Amazon Prime, including Pups of the Revolution?
Pups of Liberty.
Pups of Liberty. And then what was the name of this, the recent George Washington thing we tried to watch?
I don't remember.
PBS has some good revolutionary time picks.
Oh, by the way,
all right.
I think that you should definitely look up Lafayette. Definitely.
Definitely look, and Lafayette, you can just look up just about any character and find some great kids' books. And
yes.
We're going to go because the dog is starting to...
What I recommend most is definitely Hazardous Tales Lafayette.
All right. That was a great podcast.
And Hamilton is a very good movie, even though it has some bad words in it.
Yeah, we didn't watch all the way through Hamilton. Not kid appropriate. We didn't even listen to all the music in Hamilton. But if you're into it, you should preview it for your kids. And they can listen to the couple that are safe to listen to.
Like Dear Theodosia, the story of tonight.
Yeah, because they're pretty amazing. They really get you into the
revolution. Definitely.
All right, have a great...
And if you don't have kids, it's okay. You can just watch it anyway.
Yeah, it's up to your discretion, right?
Even if you don't have kids, why would you be listening to this podcast anyway? because lots of it is for kids.
All right, so have a great day. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.